The National Cancer Institute is trying to connect with its audience in new ways. Scientists in a user experience lab are designing technologies and collecting data on customers' experiences to understand the needs of cancer patients and researchers. Sylvia Salazar is the Informatics Research Lab Manager at NCI, and she tells Tom about the lab.
Cancer is a journey, and it's a journey for patients, for caregivers, for researchers, for healthcare professionals. And we conduct research in the lab to understand, for example, when they're first diagnosed, what kind of information are they looking for? For researchers, what kind of information are they looking for when they're looking for a grant or they're starting out in their scientific careers and in the areas of cancer research? So we can meet the needs of different communities depending on the type of project that we're working on.
So how does this work? What happens? Someone has, or a community or a group of people that you're doing research on has a certain type of cancer. What do they do? How does the lab operate?
So perhaps we're working on something related to cancer treatment. So a project might come to the lab and they might want to say, well, you know, we're here to create some content for people recently diagnosed with cancer, and so we want to make sure that the way that we provide the information meets the needs of the people who have been recently diagnosed. So what we do in the lab at that point is we do an assessment of the project to find out what kind of research is needed. And in the lab, we're able to conduct both qualitative and quantitative research. So that's more of a numbers and more of a social science combination. But we can do in-depth interviews with patients to understand their needs. We can do interviews, dyads is what they're called, with two people, maybe two scientists to understand what their needs are in terms of what kinds of grants they're looking for and where they expect to find the information and then what they're going to do with it afterwards.
And do you have some kind of a structured set of questions or programs as a sort of a tool that expedites all of this information gathering?
Well, the way that the information gathering happens is by first we conduct an assessment of the project. And we sit down with our collaborators and identify what the goals of the project are. And the research questions that we ask are based on what those goals are. So, for example, how much time does it take them to get to a certain piece of information? Did they find it successfully? Did they find what they were looking for? So it depends on the project, really, where it is in the development project life cycle and then what kind of information they're looking for. So it can vary depending on the project. It can be anything from a website to a booklet or information outreach effort.
Okay. And, people think of a lab. They think of either a lot of computers or they think of boiling test tubes. This is really more of sounds like a clinical type of, almost like a library.
Well, actually, what it looks like, it's about 591 square feet. These two rooms, they look like conference rooms. One looks more like a conference room. The other is a bit more cozy. It has a sofa and some computers. And what we want to do is we want to use the resources in the lab to understand the needs of the people that we're going to be working with and not necessarily let the technology overwhelm us, because that really doesn't meet the need. So what our focus is then is making participants comfortable when they come in. We're able to do research in more than one language, for example. We can do it in English or in Spanish, given the participant's background. There's also a mirror for observing. And what's really interesting about the lab is that it has a dual purpose. Either room can be used to conduct research or to observe.
So it's a focus group type of setup, almost, with a one-way mirror.
Yes, it very much is. And the part where the observers are observing looks like a focus group, and then the part where the participants are conducting the study or collaborating with us on the study, that looks like it's more cozy looking. It's got a sofa. And then one of the efforts we make once a participant comes in is make sure they're comfortable, they're cozy, and that we're looking for them to share information with us about their experience and their needs.
We're speaking with Sylvia Salazar. She's the Audience Research and Informatics Lab Manager at the National Cancer Institute. So can you think of any products or services that have come out recently as a result of the focus group type of research you've done for cancer patients?
Well, we've done extensive research on the National Cancer Institute's websites, different aspects of the website. We did extensive research for cancer.gov in Espanol, and we've also done research for cancer.gov. And let's see, most recently we did a project for researchers, But the lab has been under construction for the past year, and so the research for us goes back to 2013, and we're really excited to now share that the lab is open, and we're going to continue forward with conducting the research.
And can other parts of NIH avail themselves of this lab if they need it?
We're working on the process that we're going to follow to go about doing that, and that's on our goal is to share the resource with our colleagues.
And when you have people come in for this type of research, when they go to a commercial focus group, there's big bowls of M&Ms and stuff. Do you kind of make them relax that way too?
We don't necessarily provide M&Ms, but we rely on the interviewer to connect with the participant, to make them comfortable, to get to know them. And it's a real challenge because, you know, you're in a government building, but at the same time, you have to connect and have someone open up and share what their opinions and thoughts are, because that's exactly what we're looking for and what we value.
And you'd probably have to have a big acquisition to decide whether it's M&Ms or Mars bars anyway. And so the people doing the interviewing, what is their background and training? Are they professional interviewers? Are they cancer experts? Who are they?
Yes. Yeah, so we work with, for example, I work in the lab and I do interviews as well, but we work with people who have extensive experience conducting different types of research. So it could be someone who's got a background in facilitating focus groups. It could be someone who has a background who can do in-depth interviews or dyads or triads or all the different types of methods. And typically we look for someone who has a lot of knowledge and background about conducting that particular kind of research. So it's very specialized who we actually work with to facilitate the research that we do.
But the foundational idea here is that people with cancer need information and they need to be able to get it in a way that is useful to them. And so that's really your aim.
Right. So what we're looking for is not only for patients diagnosed with cancer, also for the cancer community in general. We want to understand what their needs are. What kind of information are they looking for? What's more important for them? Where do they expect to find it? What are they going to do with it? And we want to make their experience of finding that information as efficient as possible so that they can move forward with whatever they're doing, whether that's applying for a grant, a healthcare professional looking for information to share with a patient, a caregiver who's trying to support the needs of a friend or relative who is struggling with side effects, and of course, cancer patients as well.
Now, everybody that gets a disease puts it into Google nowadays, and they come up with all kinds of stuff, and that's one of the things the doctors hate the most, that everybody walks in already an expert on the disease. So are you taking the results that you're getting from the lab? Is there any effort to optimize search engines so that the authoritative and good information comes up higher than some of the apple seed people out there?
Yes, well, search engine optimization, or SEO, is very much part of our work, and there's actually dedicated people who do that within the Cancer Institute and make sure that we're coming up on the searches, that people know that we're a legitimate resource where we can provide information, because otherwise it's just so overwhelming when you get a diagnosis or you learn about something and you just type it in and the first thing that comes up, and especially for people who are recently diagnosed, it's a very stressful time. So we want to make sure that we're able to contact or connect with them when they are doing search engine queries.